Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of this Wednesday, sunny and breezy mid-50s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 35. Tonight, partly cloudy, upper 20s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. For Thursday, cloudy skies, a slight chance of rain showers in the afternoon in the lower 40s. Thursday night, a slight chance of rain and snow with a low near 23. And Friday, sunny, mid-40s. Currently, it's 55.
Get the best value right now on a remaining new 2017 Ford truck at Voss Motors in Marysville. With tremendous rebates available, rugged capability, outstanding performance, and durability. They're all built Ford tough. Check out a new 2017 or a recent trade today at Voss Motors, downtown Marysville.
New Frontier Ag in McCook and Imperial, Nebraska is the area's land roller headquarters. They carry the Mandelco line of land rollers and stubble crunchers, as well as Summers Manufacturing Super Rollers. Producers are seeing the many jobs a land roller can do on the farm. Firm the seed bed, break up and crush the corn stalks while laying them down to protect your expensive tires on your equipment. Leveling rough ground, helping kill and plant cover crops. Call New Frontier Ag for all your land roller needs. Rentals are available. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989 or newfrontierag.com. This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Senate Ag Committee Chairman Pat Roberts says trade is more than a product crossing a border. In a speech while outlining all facets of seed planted in the U.S. may lead to during its export journey, including the combine, processing facility, and employees along the way, the comments come as worry remains that the U.S. may withdraw from the North American Free Trade Agreement. Addressing the Washington International Trade Association, Roberts said Tuesday that U.S. ag exports have grown because of trade agreements like NAFTA. Roberts, along with his Kansas counterpart, Senator Jerry Moran, have been pressing the ag community to stress the importance of trade to the Trump administration. Roberts said over the weekend he spoke with the president regarding NAFTA at the White House Christmas party, and Trump said, "We're going to be all right about NAFTA." But many, including Goldman Sachs, believes the U.S. will withdraw from NAFTA before those talks are completed. USDA has ended a 10% higher crop insurance coverage option for prevented planting claims. In a memo sent out to insureds, USDA's Risk Management Agency field offices, USDA eliminated the preventing planting 10%+ option for the 2018 crop year and future crop years. USDA kept the 5% option for farmers, though analysis shows very few farmers have taken the 5% option. Some suspect that Ag Secretary Senator Perdue wants to expand insurance policies for livestock and dairy producers, so the move may be a way to fund that initiative. The move comes after USDA changed preventive planting coverage factors for some crops last spring, which included lowering the coverage factor for corn from 60 to 55%. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Landall Corporation will host a job fair, Careers for Christmas, Wednesday, December 13th, 5 until 7 p.m. Learn about and apply for a career at Landall Corporation. On-site interviewing and weld test conducted that evening. They're seeking welders, assemblers, painters, material handlers with CDL, over-the-road drivers, and mechanical engineers. Free pizza and drinks, and details on career opportunities available at Landall Corporation, Wednesday, December 13th, 5 until 7 p.m. at the Conference Center on North Street in Marysville.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. A new report from the agency Child Care Aware of Kansas says that Kansas is experiencing a shortage of child care services. The agency that found that Kansas counties on average have a capacity to meet only about half of the potential demand for child care. The nonprofit Kansas Action for Children wants lawmakers to strengthen the state's child care tax credit to improve access to child care. Lawmakers reinstated the credit in June. A Leawood family whose home was raided in 2012 by Johnson County Sheriff's deputies in a search for marijuana lost their lawsuit alleging that deputies violated their Fourth Amendment rights. Robert and Adlin Hart had sought $7 million in damages from the Johnson County Commission and the deputies who conducted the raid of their home and found no traces of marijuana. An attorney for the Hart says they plan to appeal the jury's verdict. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Con artists have many tricks for stealing your money, like sweepstakes scams and identity theft scams. The AARP Fraud Watch Network helps you spot and avoid scams. And our scam tracking map shows the latest scams in your area so you can protect yourself and your family. Visit AARP.org/fraudwatchmap to see what's being reported near you. And if you spot suspicious activity, tell us about it so we can warn others. Visit AARP.org/fraudwatchmap.
Want to know where the cattlemen with the best results and highest returns keep their secrets? Most of the winning producers, from the city's edge to the county line, are seeing the year-over-year advantage of Pellet Technology USA's line of power feeds. They're consistent, sustainable, help our ag economy, and will give you that efficiency bump that you've been looking for. All the other producers will be green with envy. So find out more about power feeds. Call David at 402-509-8775. That's 402-509-8775.
A company that helps to manage the Kansas Medicaid program has fired an employee who was accused of sexual misconduct while working as a state social services administrator. An Amerigroup Kansas spokeswoman says that Brandt Hahn no longer works for the company. Hahn formerly was the administrator overseeing in-home and community services in the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services. No charges will be filed in an officer-involved fatal shooting in McPherson County in August. The McPherson County attorney said that a county deputy who fired the shot that killed 24-year-old William Holmes reasonably believed that another officer was in serious danger after officers unsuccessfully used non-lethal means such as beanbags and a taser to try and subdue Holmes. Holmes eventually was shot while trying to gain possession of a Newton officer's gun during a struggle. The Newton officer suffered minor injuries. Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Farming has inherent risk. Will your investments pay off this year? The answer depends on many factors. Some you can't control and others you cannot. That's where we come in. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and our agents can help you find the right insurance to protect your farming operation against a loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. With four locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, Blue Valley Insurance can help manage your risks so your farm will prosper into the future.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. One of two men accused of killing another man in northeast Nebraska's Dakota County has been sentenced to 50 to 60 years in prison. The Sioux City Journal reports that 19-year-old Brian Galvin Hernandez was sentenced yesterday for attempted murder and being an accessory in the November 1st, 2016 fatal shooting of 41-year-old Craig Kubik of Emerson. The Senate has narrowly confirmed one of President Trump's judicial nominees despite a rare not qualified rating from the American Bar Association. On a party line vote of 50 to 48, the Republican-led Senate backed Leonard Stephen Grass to serve on the 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Grass has served more than 11 years as Nebraska's chief deputy attorney general and was general counsel to the Nebraska Republican Party. Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Well, you know, cattlemen, having a good working facility not only saves you a lot of work, but also saves you a lot of money. That's right, less shrink on those old cattle and less time in the chute. Hey, if your equipment's in need of help, call Blattner Livestock Equipment Company. They have it all. From full working facilities featuring that cornerless tub to the permanent and portable chutes, pipe fencing, gates, yes. Blattner Livestock Equipment Company. Their middle name's Livestock. BlattnerLivestock.com is where you need to go to find out more.
See you at the Wichita Farm Show.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. No foul play is suspected in the unattended death of a St. Joe man found unresponsive in Nemahal County December 5th in a vehicle a half mile west of 124th and C Roads. Kyle Dillman, age 34, had been reported as missing. Sunday, December 3rd, the Lynn and Palmer Fire Departments responded to a bale fire north of Palmer. On Tuesday, the 5th, Barnes, Greenleaf, Lynn and Palmer Fire Departments responded to a controlled burn out of control at 1164 Yankee Road in Washington County. Minor injuries were sustained last Friday. Zachary Bruna of Hanover went into the ditch at the T intersection at 22nd and Yukon Boulevard. Answering a disturbance call last Friday at 224 East 3rd Street in Washington, authorities arrested Anton Scoville of Washington on pending charges of domestic battery, drug possession, DUI, and criminal damage to property. Scoville is being held at the Washington County Jail. Bond has been set at $2,500 each for two Beatty residents arrested on drug charges. Possession of marijuana, methamphetamine, and paraphernalia are pending against Brandy A. Scott and Gregory A. Bottom, both age 25. Scott's also charged with attempting to flee and elude, and Bottom is business charged with intent to distribute. Both were booked into the Nemaha County Jail. On December 1st, Tim Bush of Marysville was arrested on two Marshall County warrants for theft and marijuana possession. Bond was set at $2,500 for each violation. A Topeka man, Anthony R. Newcomb, age 27, was booked into the Nemaha County Jail December 4th on warrants for violation of Offender Registration Act with a bond of $50,000, a warrant for failure to appear with a bond of $500, and a warrant for parole violation with no bond. Richardson County also had a warrant for first-degree forgery. No bond has been set. Anthony Newcomb of Topeka remains in custody. RSVP of Northeast Kansas will host a Veterans Cafe Thursday in Marysville at the American Legion beginning at 9 a.m. All veterans, no matter their age or location, are welcome to attend, learn new information, share stories, and coffee and cookies will be served. For additional details, contact the RSVP office in Marysville. Fred H. Fredericks, age 92, of Herkimer, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Thursday, 1:30 at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church in Marysville. Burial of a church cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Wednesday from 6 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Fred Fredericks. Bertha Burt Nadine Helmer, age 85, of Oquito, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday at 1:30 at Emmanuel State Line Lutheran Church, north of Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Burt Helmer. Lena Ruby Millert Mort, age 96, passed away on Saturday. Memorial service Friday, 2 p.m. at First Christian First Presbyterian Church, Pawnee City, interment in the Pawnee City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Lena Mort.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Home City, that's where we do business. And Cornerstone Granite considers home more than a fine community where we work. It's also the concept that our hometown is yours as well. We're proud to live and work with our friends and neighbors, where we're a part of your church, school, and kids' activities. Our family has grown up with yours, and we continue to strive every day to exceed your expectations of outstanding customer service and satisfaction. This is Robert and Regina McInerney inviting you to stop by at Home City and see us anytime, or find us online at cornerstonegraniteMemorials.com and find out why we say, for the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
In Home, Kansas, 799-3132.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com, for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We have a low pressure system making its way across the upper parts of the Midwest, and a cold front will swing into the central parts of the plains, bringing us a little bit of some cloudy skies as we head into it tonight. And it looks like a chance for some rain showers tomorrow afternoon, and maybe a little bit of some flurries. Definitely going to see some cooler temperatures behind this cold front back down into the lower 40s. So looking at the forecast throughout the rest of Wednesday, sunny and breezy, mid-50s, wind gusts as high as 35. Tonight, partly cloudy, upper 20s. Winds will be from the north at 5 and 10. For Thursday, mostly cloudy, a chance of rain showers in the afternoon in the lower 40s. Thursday night, a slight chance of rain and snow, then partly cloudy skies with a low near 23. Friday, mostly sunny, mid-40s. Friday night, we'll have clear skies with a low near 29. And Saturday, mostly sunny, temperatures in the mid-50s. That's all your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
If you're in the ag business, you need a financial partner that understands it. We have years of ag business experience, but we make an extra effort to get to know your operation. We make all our loan decisions locally and even offer on-farm visits to learn your business firsthand. We know ag business, your business. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Average high temperature mid-December, 42, record high on this date, 74 in 1889. The average low, 23, and the record low is 7 below zero in 1932. Sunset this evening at 5, sunrise in the morning, 7:34.
Amidst the darkest days of the year, a saint associated with light is celebrated today. All about the legend of St. Lucia today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
I'm Tim Franklin, a farmer from Goodland, Kansas.
I'm Scott Thelman, and this is Juniper Hill Farms.
I'm Sarah Scott, a rancher from Montgomery County, Kansas.
I'm Derek Sawyer, and I'm a fourth-generation Kansas farmer.
And I'm Katie Sawyer, a journalist and publicist for our family farm, Sawyer Land and Cattle.
People around the country rely on Kansas agriculture to feed their families. Wouldn't it be nice to meet the faces behind your food? Now you can. Kansas Farm Bureau is taking you behind the scenes to meet the next generation of Kansas farmers and ranchers, and their stories might surprise you. From learning the ropes as a first-generation farmer to using new technology to save money and the environment, these folks are truly game changers. To see their full stories, visit kansaslivingmagazine.com/meetafarmer. That's kansaslivingmagazine.com/meetafarmer.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, December 13th, the 347th day of the year. Singer Taylor Swift has a birthday, and this is St. Lucia Day, in observance of a 4th-century Italian girl martyred for her faith. While delivering food to persecuted people in Rome, it was said she wore a crown of candles to keep her hands free. She has since become associated with festivals of light around the world. St. Lucia Day is especially important in Sweden, where it's one of the highlights of the holiday season. Not coincidentally, the almanac is showing the sun beginning to set a few seconds later each evening in the days ahead. So we can indeed celebrate the return of light, at least on the evening side of the equation. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find your local sunrise and sunset times at almanac.com.
Drive in style with a new 2018 Buick Enclave Premium Edition at the Norris Motor Company in Marysville. They have a new 2018 Buick LaCrosse, the new 2018 Chevy Traverse, and a sporty new 2018 Chevy Camaro. Available for your test drive at the Norris Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Wednesday. At 78 years old, Bill Snyder is leaning toward spending at least one more season on the Kansas State sidelines. This according to a report from kstateonline.com citing four separate sources. KWCH-TV reports that multiple sources also said the mood within the K-State program is good heading into bowl season, despite speculation to the contrary. The 7-5 Wildcats wrap up the 2017 season the day after Christmas against UCLA in the Cactus Bowl to be played in Phoenix, Arizona. Kansas City Chiefs cornerback Marcus Peters returned from his one-game suspension for a series of embarrassing incidents. Coach Andy Reid refused to discuss the situation, but the Chiefs will need him as they face a big test in the Chargers this coming Saturday night. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care. Oh, thank goodness Boot Barn was there with holiday specials you'll want to share. Dan Post boots, what a beautiful pair. Up to $50 off Dan Post and savings on outerwear. These specials have been packaged with care. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. With love, Boot Barn.
Purple Wave is selling farm equipment to the highest bidders at purplewave.com. Place your bids on tractors and tillage implements, combines and headers, sprayers and spreaders, planters and drills, trailers, mowers, livestock equipment, and much more. Bidding is open now, and we'll sell each of more than 250 items without a reserve or minimum bid on Wednesday, December 27th, beginning at 10 a.m. Don't wait. Visit purplewave.com to get started. Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
When Wichita State and Oklahoma take the court at Intrust Bank Arena this Saturday in Wichita, two of the best point guards in the entire country will go at it in WSU's Landry Shamet and Oklahoma's Trey Young. KSN-TV reports Young leads the nation in scoring at nearly 29 points per game, but Landry Shamet is coming off a career-high 30 points in his last game against Oklahoma State. Tip-off for this Saturday's game is at 3 o'clock as the Shockers try to win their third game this season against a Big 12 team. The other big matchup this Saturday is the Kansas City Chiefs game. The Chiefs coming off a dominant 26-15 win over the Oakland Raiders, a win that kept them controlling their own destiny in the AFC West title race. The Chiefs can really take control of the division with a win this Saturday against the Chargers. The two teams are currently tied for the AFC West lead. Mid-America Network Sports.
High school basketball play Tuesday in girls action. Marysville beat Concordia 48-44. Wamego held off Chapman in overtime 55-48. Clay Center beat Riley County girls 51-49, and McPherson took Abilene 53-36. In other girls action, Valley Heights took Republic County 66-48. Hanover beat Blue Valley 69-33. Frankfort topped Lynn 71-32. Axtell over Troy 66-15. Clifton Clyde girls beat Washington County 54-42. Centralia down Donovan West 62-23. Johnson Brock took Diller O'Dell 43-29. And on Monday, Southern down Falls City 41-32. In boys play Tuesday, Marysville down Concordia 62-43. Wamego held off Chapman 45-37. Clay Center went to four overtimes, defeating Riley County 83-79. McPherson down to Abilene 73-31. In other boys play, Republic County over Valley Heights 57-41. Hanover down Blue Valley 79-59. Lynn beat Frankfort 62-41. Axtell top Troy 68-57. Clifton Clyde boys over Washington County 58-32. Donovan West took Centralia 52-38. And Johnson Brock beat Diller O'Dell 69-49.
Marysville girls and boys basketball teams remain undefeated in five starts, sweeping the Concordia Panthers on Tuesday. Marysville girls struggled most of the night. They were down by 9 points second half. Outscored 20-11 down red for a 48-44 win, marked by Sydney Payshaw, who came in a knockdown three trays down the stretch. She and several other Lady Bulldogs were in foul trouble with time on the bench in second half. Payshaw led scoring 14, Sydney Bottles scored 13. Top scorer for Concordia, Charlie Wallmeyer with 12, Sydney Bergman scored 10. Marysville 48-44. Bulldogs go to 5-0, Concordia all 2-2. Marysville boys won in missing fashion 62-43, outscoring Concordia all four quarters, led unofficially by Keith Eastall with 1 3-point. Jack Loomer dropped in. Marysville undefeated in five starts. Concordia led by Dylan Reed with 18, including 8 of 8 first half free throws. Panthers fall to 2-2. Marysville 6-2, Concordia 43 the final. Marysville's at Chapman Friday. What a DNDY sports. I'm here.
Add a bit of sunshine, optimism, and cheer to your landscape year-round with yellow-needled evergreens. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Enjoy the bright yellow foliage of Golden Mops Camas cypress year-round. The fine foliage of this mounded dwarf conifer adds color and texture to perennial gardens and mixed borders. You won't need pruners to maintain the pyramidal shape of the semi-dwarf gold drop arborvitae. Plus, the golden tip branches maintain their color throughout the year. The yellow needles of morel red pine combine nicely with perennials like threadleaf coreopsis, and they're sure to brighten those gloomy winter days as they turn bright golden yellow. Light up the shade with Golden Duchess Hemlock's graceful branches covered with vibrant yellow needles. Mulch to keep the roots cool and moist, provide afternoon shade, and in colder climates, protect from drying winter winds and sun. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Let me help you grow a beautiful landscape and productive garden with the Great Courses How to Grow Anything DVD series. I show and tell you how to design, plant, and maintain flowers, edibles, trees, shrubs, and more. The courses help new gardeners get started, experienced gardeners fine-tune their skills, and increase everyone's gardening enjoyment. The four How to Grow Anything courses cover topics such as food gardening, containers, landscape design, and more. Visit melindamyers.com for more details.
It's not just your garden. It's the way you live. And there's so much to know. But you have help. Bonnie Plants. Now with Bonnie's app, Homegrown, you can learn about veggie and herb varieties, track and record your garden with photos and notes, share on Facebook and Twitter, and so much more. How'd you ever grow without it? Get Homegrown with Bonnie Plants for iPhone and Android. The more you know, the better you can grow. With Bonnie.
It was one American president and his connection to one particular ship that made this a well-known craft in the U.S. Navy. It's still an important boat built here, and it's today's American countryside. Brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind, create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
People are always asking, do you go all the places on your show? The answer is yes. And now I hope you'll join me on one of those adventures. We're headed to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. We'll enjoy Italy's famous cities, Rome, Florence, and Venice. You see the Colosseum, the canals, rolling hills and sprawling vineyards, and much, much more. You can get all the details by clicking the link at AmericanCountryside.com or just give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942. And mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. There's an early bird discount, so don't wait. Join us today. If not for John F. Kennedy and PT-109, perhaps we know little about a boat built at this Navy shipyard.
Patrol boats really provide the counterpoint to the giant aircraft carriers in the Navy. They are very important, both at times of peace and times of war. And the first patrol boats visited the Puget Sound area in the late 1800s. They were actually enforcing customs laws.
Megan Churchwell is the curator at the Puget Sound Navy Museum.
They are definitely important today. The local area actually has several shipyards that build modern patrol boats for both the Coast Guard and the Navy, and they serve locally as well as around the world.
Kennedy's PT boat was a small yet important naval vessel. They were a critical part of World War II.
A lot of people don't realize PT boats came through Puget Sound during the war. Several of them were in Pearl Harbor at the time of the attack, and they came to Puget Sound and then were sent on to Alaska to guard against a potential Japanese invasion.
And after World War II, the boat remained an important part of the shipyard here.
One of the interesting areas of local patrol boat development actually came in the 1960s. Boeing started applying its aircraft design expertise to the design of boats. And these boats actually had underwater wings, so the entire hull flew above the water.
The Navy Museum, along with several other locations that build ships, are well-visited sites in the Pacific Northwest. You can make the drive around Puget Sound from Seattle to see them, or just take one of the ferries across the water. The dock's right next to this museum. Traveling the countryside. In Bremerton, Washington, I'm Andrew McCray.
Getting homemade candy over the holidays is wonderful, but making it can be just as fun. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Stay tuned for a few tips to help the candy making process as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
As a soybean grower, what's it mean when DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go?
We deliver seed when, where, and how you need it.
We have varieties that stand up to sudden death syndrome, SCN, and many others.
Your local Pioneer team is on call to deliver the service, products, and information you need for your soybean acres.
You call, we're there.
Pioneer brand soybeans are built to produce and protect yield on your ground year after year. Pioneer, with you from the word go. When DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go, what's that mean? It means we pack a ton of people power into our high-performance hybrids.
We provide unmatched service and support.
Sure, Pioneer brand corn products feature high-performance trait packages, but it's our team of professionals that helps place the right products in your fields.
I know my customers' fields, and I know how to get the most out of every acre.
By understanding the local landscape, we're able to help you maximize yield potential. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
This is a sugar addict's favorite time of year. Making candy to give as gifts to others or to eat yourself is a fun and tasty way to enjoy the holidays. Lynn Blanchard is the director of the Better Homes and Gardens Test Kitchen. She says having the basic pieces of equipment will make the process easier. A candy thermometer in particular is a good tool to have.
Certain candy recipes will tell you a specific doneness temperature, whether it's softball, hardball, hard crack, and a lot of times that has to do with how much moisture evaporates away from the sugar, and when it gets to that temperature, then that's how the sugar will react. So it just is a good doneness indicator to get your candy to the right cooking stage.
It's best to make candy on a cool, dry day. Blanchard says if it's raining or humid outside, it could affect your success of making treats such as Divinity and fudge. Chocolate candies are my favorites to make, as long as I don't burn the chocolate on the stovetop. Blanchard says using the
microwave at 50 to 70% power might be a better option.
The other trick to doing it in the microwave is not going too long. A minute is probably about as long as you'll want to go on 70% power, and then let it sit for 30 seconds and stir it up. And the heat of the chocolate will then distribute throughout the mixture, and it will melt as you continue to stir it. And then if it needs a little more time, just another 30 seconds is generally enough.
Once you've made your candies, don't wrap or store two different kinds together, such as peanut brittle and fudge. Peanut brittle is hard, and moisture from the fudge could make the peanut brittle not as brittle anymore. You'll find more tips for making candy at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Christmas is coming soon. Don't worry if you're not ready. RX Drugstore has you covered. Not only is RX your stocking stuffer headquarters, there's plenty of goodies for all the good little girls and boys, like Melissa and Doug toys, puzzles, and the coolest coloring and drawing supplies. There's also a big selection of children's books and gift cards for popular retailers near and far. From practical to just plain fun, RX Drugstore in downtown Marysville has gifts for everyone on your list. Come see what's new today.
A long time ago in Bethlehem, so the Holy Bible say, Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day. Shepherds watched their flocks by night. They saw a bright new shining star, and heard a choir from heaven sing. The music came from afar. Hark now, hear the angels sing. New King born today, and man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. And found no place to bear her child. Not a single room was inside. By and by they found a little nook in a stable all forlorn. And in a manger cold and dark, Mary's little
farmers make out financially in 2017. Depends on who you ask. The Farm Journal Report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind, and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
Farm profitability was a mixed bag in 2017. Farmer Mac economist Jackson Takish.
The conditions are so regional, they're so localized, that you may hear one story coming out of a region that had a great crop. The prices are holding up because they got an ethanol plant nearby, or they're able to ship their corn or soybeans downriver at a higher margin. So you hear those people talk about with some optimism, and then maybe a little bit further away from those types of elements, you hear some of the pessimism. So it's going to be a really spotty year, I think, for profitability and for production.
Crop farmers who had good yields this year at least had more to sell, even if prices were weak. Takish says the overall picture boils down to the old economic principle of supply and demand.
Right now we're dealing with a lot of supply out there in the marketplace for virtually all commodity goods. So when you have high supplies, you just got to find the demand to chew them up. It just takes a little bit of time. So 18, I think, is going to look a lot like 17 for those reasons, because we have so much supply.
That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Each year, the Pork Checkoff invests in consumer research. National Pork Board CEO Bill Levin says the latest study offered unique insight into what's happening at the meat case.
We know what people love about pork. Probably don't need a lot of research. You just look at the sales data. People love their bacon. They love their ham. They love their sausage. You know, they love those meats that are rich in color and have got some marbling in it and just taste fantastic. You know, pork's the food you put on other food to make it taste good, right? So, you know, we've got that in spades. When you stop and think about what's really dragging on the cutout values, right, and it's really some of that fresh pork, you know, maybe a bit of the loin in particular. And so we went out and asked consumers and said, why is that? And we learned some surprising things. You know, number one, the average American consumer is only buying fresh pork about 7 times a year, about once every other month. Now, that's a shockingly low number, right? So, well, why? The consumers told us, number one, pork gets overcooked, right? You do not need to burn your pork like grandma told you to do it. The USDA said that you only need to cook pork to 145 degrees with a 3 minutes rest. And so if we can work on that, you don't burn it, doesn't taste like a hockey puck, it's going to be great.
Well, he said consumers have been confused about the names used for pork cuts.
And so the pork industry is going to adopt similar the naming conventions you're used to familiar with beef. So whether it's porterhouse chop or ribeye chop, when you're on a menu or looking in the meat case, you know what to look for. You can target on something that you like. The third piece is probably the most interesting, and that's the understanding of, you know, the pork went from being, a lard-type hog, right, after World War II, to the really lean, you know, pork, the other white meat in the 80s and 90s and up into the early 2000s. And those were the right strategies at the time. But consumers are clearly telling us a bit of color and a bit of marbling in that fresh pork is actually going to give you a better eating experience, and that's going to help us with our repeat purchases.
Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network, looking at some green with corn, wheat, and soybeans. There's still some bumpy going for the livestock complex, especially cattle. Let's look at the numbers. December corn is up 1.5 at 337 and a quarter. March corn up 1.5 at 349 and a quarter. December Kansas City wheat is up 4 at 398. March KC wheat up 3.5 at 414 and three quarters. Wheat markets seem to be doing well today all around. January beans up 1.25 at 977. March beans up 1 at 988 and a quarter. December soybean meal is up $1 at 323.90. January bean meal up 90 cents at 325.60. Bean oil
is not so happy so far. December bean oil down 26 points at 33.10. January is down 28 at 33.17. So mixed numbers in the soy complex, while corn and wheat seem to be on quite a bit of a rally. December live cattle down 50 at 115.65. February down 80 at 118.35. Later months are all on the downside. January feeders down 147 at 145.62. March feeders down 135 at 143.95. All the later months are lower in both live cattle and in feeder cattle. So having some issues in the livestock complex. Hogs have tried to come back around and barely are getting ahead. December hogs 63.77, up 2 pennies. February hogs at 66.55, also up 2 pennies, but all the later months are down. So a bit of a rally trying to get underway for hogs. March cotton is up 107 at 73.98. May cotton up 95 points at 74.45. All the later months are in the green. So things looking good for cotton here so far on our midweek Wednesday. Crude oil is down. January crude down 30 cents at 56.85. February is down 31 at 56.85. All the other energies are down as well, except for natural gas, and it is fractionally higher. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. Hi, this is Craig Mead with Mid-America Ag Network. Join me every day for the latest market reports, the latest news in the agricultural world, and weather forecasts that affect what you do on the farm. We'll keep you informed on what's relevant to you and your industry. From soil temperatures to harvest reports, local farm shows to agricultural legislation, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you in the know. If it happens in the Mid-America region, you'll hear about it on Mid-America Ag Network. Visit us online, MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on ag. Mid-America Ag Network is your one-stop shop for markets, news, and weather. From the planting season to the harvest season to the prepping season, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you informed on the latest trends, discussions, and technology. Plus, with up-to-the-minute market reports and daily reviews on commodity prices, you're sure to make the best decisions as a farmer and family with the best information. Visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on ag.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson. Today, talking about a possible televised debate over climate change. I'll talk about it after this message.
It's that time of year again, time to tackle some difficult tasks, like cleaning those appliances, and you don't want to forget your most treasured appliance, the coffee maker. Wink Products Coffee Maker Cleaner is the perfect cleaning solution to remove those nasty mineral deposits that make coffee taste metallic and cause your coffee maker to clog. So pick up Wink Coffee Maker Cleaner today and see what a difference it makes. Learn more at WHINK.com.
Yesterday, I talked about some possible activity between oil refiners and the petroleum industry and President Donald Trump that could change the current standing on renewable fuels. Well, today I talk about the Environmental Protection Agency saying it could launch a public debate about climate change as soon as January. Administrator Scott Pruitt said the agency is unwinding Obama-era initiatives to fight global warming. And the agency has been working over the past several months to set up a red team, blue team debate on the science relating to man-made climate change to give the public a real-time review of questions and answers around this issue of CO2. And the secretary said he told the House Energy and Commerce Committee during his first congressional hearing since taking office, we may be able to get there as early as January next year. Pruitt and other senior members of President Trump's administration and others have repeatedly cast doubt on the scientific consensus that carbon dioxide, CO2, from human consumption of fossil fuels is driving climate change, triggering sea levels, droughts, and more frequent powerful storms. He has also moved to bar scientists from serving on independent agency advisory boards who have previously won EPA grants. a move that critics say favors scientists who work with regulated industries. And one representative said EPA has given all the signs of an agency captured by industry. An EPA official did not immediately respond to a request for comment on the selection of scientists. Back with the final word after this message.
The Farmers Cooperative has been serving producers for over 112 years. At the Farmers Cooperative, we're constantly looking for ways to help our producers become more successful. Allow us to serve you with our quality people, products, and services. We would like to take this opportunity to say thank you for your business, and we're here to serve you with agronomy, feed, grain, lubricants, tires, and energy.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
The debate would come as the EPA proposes to rescind the Clean Power Plant that was put in place by former Democratic President Barack Obama. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company. It's a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Give yourself some peace of mind this growing season. Contact Linda Schmitz, owner-agent with Linda's Insurance Agency, your local RCIS agency today. Linda will help you plan and develop a crop insurance plan to offer the best coverage that's right for your operation. Linda's Insurance Agency at 1507 Broadway in Marysville. Phone 619-6135. This entity is an equal opportunity provider.
Lameness is a disease challenge in feedlot cattle. One cause of lameness that often goes underdiagnosed is toe abscesses on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
As a soybean grower, what's it mean when DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go?
We deliver seed when, where, and how you need it.
We have varieties that stand up to sudden death syndrome, SCN, and many others.
Your local Pioneer team is on call to deliver the service, products, and information you need for your soybean acres.
You call, we're there.
Pioneer brand soybeans are built to produce and protect yield on your ground year after year. Pioneer, with you from the word go. When DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go, what's that mean? It means we pack a ton of people power into our high-performance hybrids.
We provide unmatched service and support.
Sure, Pioneer brand corn products feature high-performance trait packages, but it's our team of professionals that helps place the right products in your fields.
I know my customers' fields, and I know how to get the most out of every acre.
By understanding the local landscape, we're able to help you maximize yield potential. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
You've probably hit your thumb with a hammer once or twice, and it painfully swells under the nail. Cattle have the same problem when they have an abscess in their toe. The disease is most commonly seen in young cattle coming into the feedlot from wet, lush pastures. But frozen mud, concrete, and other abrasive surfaces can also break down the hoof. A.J. Tarpoff is an extension beef veterinarian at Kansas State University. He says it's hard to diagnose because the signs of a toe abscess are very nondescript.
Early in the stages of the disease, there is no swelling whatsoever. The animals are starting to display some type of discomfort and lameness. Usually both rear legs are actually affected at the same time. They're obviously uncomfortable. Their back might be hunched up a little bit, but you don't see any abnormal swellings anywhere. And that's what makes it a little bit difficult to see.
Tarpoff says the best way to find the affected toe is to put the animal in a chute and lift the foot with soft nylon rope attached to a pulley on the side of the chute. Using a pliers, put pressure on the tip of the toe. When you find the sore spot, the cow will pull its foot away and you can begin treatment.
With hoof nippers, we can remove just a small amount of the hoof and the sole right at the tip of the toe to allow drainage of that buildup of pressure and buildup of that abscess material that's underneath the sole. So just tipping the very tip of the toe, just enough to allow the pressure to drain, but not as much to let it bleed. That is the mainstay of our treatment.
The animal will then need an antimicrobial and rest in a well-bedded area to fully recover. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about foot abscesses in cattle at agriculture.com.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, if you're anywhere close to agriculture, you have probably heard the words Purple Wave Auction tossed around at least a time or two by now. Purple Wave Auction is a very unique way to buy agriculture equipment.
Purple Wave Auction is an online-only, no-reserve auction, which means that everything will sell to the highest bidder. And everything is online. We try to put the assets up online for about 3 weeks. We specialize in agriculture, construction, vehicle and equipment, and truck and trailer.
John Rogers is with Purple Wave. He tells me there is a big ag sale coming up December 27th.
The ag auction that we have on December 27th has approximately 360 items in it, and the items sit in 8 different states. Every item from those 8 states will all sell on the same day. It's the end of the year, and a lot of people that, depending on their tax situation, they need to spend some money, but we have LJ Enterprises out of Logan, Kansas, has 3 really nice 2013 S670 John Deere combine. They have a self-propelled sprayer, and they have some tractors in there. There's a lot of items from a lot of tractors from other states, but that's the premier package in Logan, Kansas with LJ Enterprises. It's all up online, and people have been bidding for about 2 weeks. The items will start to close at 10 o'clock in the morning, and every 2 minutes another item will close till they're all sold that day.
John Rogers with Purple Wave Auction, big ag auction culminating on December 27th.
Yes, sir, purplewave.com. Up on there, and the best way to get it is to bid many times and bid often.
Thanks very much. John Rogers, Purple Wave Auctions. Check it out online at purplewave.com. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Farmers, are you tired of those pesky weeds in your soybean fields? You're not able to kill them with current herbicides? Look at the new dicamba products. Soybeans that have dicamba tolerance are excellent for yield. The dicamba will allow you to clean those fields up to make them look like something again that you're used to. Dicamba soybeans, yield and weed positivity. Look at that for the future. Give Kaufman Seeds, Midland Genetics a call at 1-800-634-2836.
Hi, this is Stephanie Austin with the Mid-America Network. I hope you'll join me every day for the latest news and sports from around the region. From business happenings on Wall Street to legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day. We'll report on regional sports to the latest happenings from our lawmakers. We'll tell you about fraud and crime and give you ways to stay safe on the road and in your home. Visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are the Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on ag and news.
KNDY.